Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Arise and Shine Global Ministries. My name is Daryl Hike and I will be your host for the next, looks like 27 minutes and 13 seconds. So let's pray and just get right into the program. Before I pray, I do want to let you know, because I'm in a rural area, I'm in Gibson, Mississippi, the connections and some of the services are kind of going in and out. So I offer my apologies. This is not how I operate. This is just not how I do things. So I'm going to be talking to the phone company. I'm going to be talking to the, you know, cellular network company about this, because a person lives in a certain area, you provide a service, that service should work properly if I'm making my payment. It's just that simple. So, and if we, well, all we need to figure out what's going on so that we can get the service to where it works properly. So with that being the case, hey, let's pray and just get right into the program. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity of being able to minister your word today. I thank you that you speak through my vocal cords, that you think through my mind. I thank you it's all of you and none of me. And since we're already for the 3 minutes into the show, let's just go ahead and get at it. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your peace, and your loving kindness towards us. It's in the mighty, wonderful, majestic name of Jesus that we pray. And if you're listening to that prayer and you agree, then just say amen. Okay, here's the deal. Home, sweet home. Why did I label it or title it or decide to make that what the first thing that you would see? Well, okay. You were born for a purpose. One thing that's common to all humans is that people are born. And then people die. Now, death came in through the mistake, and I'm going to call it that, of Adam and Eve. They made a mistake. They disobeyed God, which was a mistake, and God gave them the opportunity to fix it. However, well, he was going to have to fix it. However, they went a different route, and things got messed up. So originally, the home of Adam and Eve was heaven, where God lived, where God dwelled. But then they were separated from that home through a disobedient act that they both committed. You know, I hear people say, well, you know, if it wasn't for that woman, well, man, you, male, excuse me, let's properly use the proper gender title, because man is, there's a female man and there's a male man. So the male committed high treason and the female committed high treason. But they were both involved in the high treason. So where there was equality in blame, there's equality in rulership and domination. So, and when I say dominating, we're not talking about dominating one another. God never gave another human the right to dominate another human. Or you say, well, you know, my kids, I gotta make sure that, you know what, I found out, even when it comes to your children, you're limited in your authority over them in the sense of once they hit a certain level of age of understanding or however their personality is, some kids are, you know, they can take it. Whatever you bring at them, they'll just take it. But with the Holy Spirit, God can shape and mold that child if you'll just walk with Him. And that's why we got to get back to heaven. Okay, I'm going to read a scripture, and then we're going to kind of move on and do some other stuff. Let me check something real quick. this is funny, because as long as I'm in a certain spot, I'm good. And then if I move, stuff starts happening. But you know what? Right attitude, right mindset, love God, let's do it. Okay, so there's a scripture, and it is Romans chapter 3, verse 4, and it says, what if some do not have faith? Will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness? Certainly not. Here's the key. Let God be true and every man a liar. So when you're faced with situations, let God and His word be true. God is His word. I mean, if I say, hey, somebody says, well, are you going to pick me up at 6 p.m.? Yes, I'm going to pick you up at 6 p.m. I gave them my word. So then the only thing they have is my word. There's a term we used to use, word is bond. So if I give you my word, I'm giving you who I am. God is His word. What does it say? In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God, past tense, is God, present tense. And will always be God, future tense. Jesus Christ, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the word doesn't change. God doesn't, his character and nature doesn't change. Dispensations change because we were under the dispensation of the law, but now we're under the actually, if you were not Jewish, you really weren't under the dispensation of the law. You were literally under mercy, and when Jesus died, the dispensation of grace began. Actually, when He came back from the dead, and when the Holy Spirit showed up on the day of Pentecost. So, what if some did not have faith? Will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness? Certainly not. Let God be true, every man a liar, as it is written, so that you may be proved right when you speak, and victorious when you judge. Somebody comes to me and says, well, I don't believe there's a heaven. And I say, well, there is a heaven. And then I take you to the Bible. I show you in the scripture. Now, let's get some practicality here. What do I mean by that? Let's look at some natural, physical things pertaining to heaven. Okay, heaven, well, first of all, people will tell you there is no such thing as heaven, but that's not true. There is a heaven. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, the Amplified says that God created the heaven. He shaped, fashioned, formed, created the heaven and the earth. So heaven is plural in the Amplified. Amplify means to bring about more understanding in that pertain using words, actions, mannerisms, the amplification of something. So one thing can say this, but let's amplify it. Let's make it not necessarily bigger, but let's look at all aspects of it. Let's look at, you know, let's look at it from this angle and that angle, this perspective, that perspective. So let's amplify heaven, heaven. Okay? Heaven is the eternal home of all those that have made Sir Jesus the CEO of their lives. And I use the term Sir Jesus because we don't go around calling people Lord. In England, Great Britain, they do. I think it's Lord Rod Stewart, Lord, I think Roger Moore was made up, Lord James Bond, I think. I got to check to see who all have been given the title of Lord. And so the English translation of Lord is Sir. So I call Jesus Sir. In school, we were taught you didn't call another term you can use is Mr. Mrs. You know, it's kind of interesting how in today's society, you know, it's kind of interesting in today's society how people have, if you say, well, Miss, well, I'm married, you call me Mrs. If I call you Mrs., well, I'm not married, you call me Miss. The offense level is like way out of, well, the Bible even says, see that you be not offended. Now, I can't apply that to, you know, I can't expect non-Christians to see that they be not offended, because non-Christians live in a world full of offense, and if you don't know how to reject offense, you're just going to walk around being offended all the time. Offended that your kids didn't do what you told them to do. Offended that you didn't get the job that you were supposed to get. Offended that, you know, they repossessed your vehicle. Offended that somebody mistakenly called you out of your name. Offended that, you know what, I just realized something. Even if you're a non-Christian, you still have a choice. That's the one thing God gave every human being that is of an age of understanding. Now, babies, when they're killed, they don't have a choice, because that's, they didn't have a choice. And the adult has a choice in the act of sex. And even now, somebody's probably saying, well, yeah, but what about rape? And what about being forced and stuff like that? I understand, you know, God has a, that's something you got to talk to God about. We can't just apply everything to every situation. I'm not an advocate of abortion. But this I do know. I'm quite sure God speaks to every human being, and he'll tell people, don't go here, don't do that. So what are you saying? That if that, you know, God was telling me not to go this place and this wouldn't have happened to me and things like that? I'm saying this, based on your relationship with God, even if something negative did happen to you, he can restore your peace. He can restore your joy. There was a man that was born blind. And the Bible says, I think it's in John chapter 9, verse 31. But before that, the disciples asked the question, Lord, who sinned that this man was born blind, him or his parents? fact that I'm here, God's going to get the glory out of it. Why did I bring that up? Or why did the Holy Spirit bring that up? Or why did I call him HQ? Why did he bring that up? Because a lot of times, and I'm the chief number one doer of what I'm about to say, we get caught up in what happened versus what can happen. Okay, why are you divorced? Well, he did this or she did that. Okay, let's go back and undo everything that was done. Well, we can't do that. And why are we dwelling on it? Sometimes you got to just let it go, leave it alone. Okay, Lord, where do we go from here? It's like if you were to get lost and you pull over on the side of the road, you got to regroup. And you got to find out, okay, I probably took a wrong turn back here. However, this is where I am. Where do I need to go? That's good. I'm actually ministering to myself. Okay, so let's get back to some scripture. I like to stick to the word, because otherwise I'll start talking about a whole lot of other stuff. But it's all relative. It all works. It everything that's talked about is good for edification, for building up, for getting people excited about getting in the Word of God. I have such a yesterday. I did a personal Bible study, and I'll be honest. You should always be honest. You know how people say, well, you know, I ain't gonna lie. You shouldn't lie. That's good. I'm glad that you're not gonna lie. You should tell the truth. So it had been a while since I really just sat down and just went through scriptures, and my goal was to look at a few scriptures, write a few things down. It was literally an hour and 15 minutes later that I realized, whoa, I've already used up. Well, it was an hour and 15 minutes later. What started out in my mind was going to be like 10, 15 minutes. Like I said, an hour and 15 minutes later. And all the things that God gave me during that minute, that hour and 15 minutes, is enough to take me through the rest of my life and know how much he loved me. Oh, it was wonderful. My God. Okay. So heaven is the eternal home of all those who have made Sir Jesus the CEO of their lives. CEO means chief executive officer. So he's running the show. When there are decisions to be made about your life, you go to him. When things go wrong in the company, you are the company. So when things go wrong in the company, you go to him. You don't just, you know, when stuff needs to be fixed or when things need to be taken care of or when phone call, all that kind of, you go to him. Now, he does give you liberty to make decisions independent of him in certain areas. You know, you don't have to go to him and say, Lord, do I need to eat? No, that's automatic. That's something that you don't have to go to him about. But Lord, do I move to this country and take this job? That might be something you're talking about. Lord, do I marry this woman or do I marry this man? Might want to talk to him about that. Should my kids go to this school or should they be homeschooled? Might want to talk to him about that. Well, I'm against homeschool. You might want to talk to him about it. Because he might show you some things that's the, you know, might be helpful. Okay, so actually, and as I was studying this, there are three heavens. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2, the New Living Translation, the Apostle Paul said, I was caught up to the third heaven 14 years ago. Now, whether I was in my body or out of my body, I don't know. Only God knows. There's some things only God knows. But he said I was caught up to the third heaven. Now, let's talk about these three different varieties of heaven. Because if we got three heavens, we need to know which is which. Now, the first heaven is our sky. Isaiah 55, verses 9 through 10. That's where the birds fly, airplanes navigate, and skyscrapers dwell. The first heaven stops at the furthest point of the ozone layer. Have you noticed that when you breathe in and out, there's air that processes through your lungs. When you exhale carbon dioxide, and then trees absorb carbon dioxide so that you're not walking around rebreathing it. And the air gets thinner and thinner and thinner. I think that's what's called. There's a level, I think it's once you get up to like 8,000 feet, you start getting into what's called the death zone. I studied it out, but I think that's in our Home Sweet Home Part 2, but that we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it goes all the way up to the point of where our ozone layer. And the ozone layer is a canopy. It's a big, what I call a big bubble around the earth. Now, I don't know about you. I've heard about this Big Bang stuff, all that, things like that. But somebody in their geniusness created a planet that can house human beings to where the sun doesn't burn them up. It doesn't get too hot and it doesn't get too cold, but it's just the right temperature. I mean, come on, folks. You can't get just that evolved. No, that is a design. That is a purposeful act. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So he created a habitation. Then if you read on, by the time you get to verse 26 in Genesis chapter 1, it says, he said, let us make man in our image. So he created this earth for the man and for the male and the female. Because he told them, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion, over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over everything that creepeth on the earth, and over all the cattle. And then he made this statement. Let me stick to the script. The first heaven is our sky. Like I said, Isaiah 55, verses 9 through 10. It's where birds fly, airplanes navigate, and skyscrapers dwell. The first heaven stops at the furthest point of the ozone layer. Now, the second heaven is what we've come to know as outer space. You can Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 through 17, it's where the stars, the moon, celestial beings are. It's where spaceships travel and the satellites are positioned. Now, you know just by natural scientific reasoning, if you go outside of the ozone layer without the proper suit, you're going to run into a problem called death. So basically, I create this atmosphere for males and females, and for animals and, you know, animals and plants and all types of things that live here on the earth. But if anybody goes outside of the ozone layer without a proper suit, they're subject to death, you're subject to death inside, too. If you breathe or eat the wrong thing, or if you, you know, make a bad decision, that could cost you your life. I mean, there's all kinds of, but everything was designed for a purposeful living. Be fruitful and multiply. Enjoy. You know, we should be enjoying our existence on this earth. Sickness, disease, all that, that's not enjoyment. Nobody likes to be sick or hurt or maimed or nobody likes that. Because if they did, they wouldn't do everything they could to get out of that situation. It's called a doctor, hospital, medicine, over-the-counter or prescription, whichever. So think about it. Let me check my time. Got to go to church today. Ooh, 5 minutes. Okay, all right. Get back. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm serious. I absolutely love what I do. Okay, so I got like 4 paragraphs left. I got 5. All right. So we said the first heaven is our sky. The second heaven is what we've come to know is outer space. Now the third heaven is located in an area outside or above the first two heavens. It's an actual planet. Hebrews 11, verse 16. It's located in the north, according to Isaiah 14 and 12. And if you want to find heaven, locate Polaris, which is also known as the North Star, and head north. You can, at sometimes, you know, depending on where you are, I know in rural areas, you can look up and you can see the North Star. I know pollution and fog and all that kind of stuff can be a hindrance in certain areas on the planet, but you can see the North Star. And if you'll notice, it was there before you were born, and it's still going to be there when you're gone. Yeah, that's home. Now, here's another thing. It takes about 430 light years from Earth to the North Star. One light year is about 6 trillion miles. Wow. So I'm at least 3 quadrillion miles from home, but that's okay. Because I know where my eternal home is, and now. That's what's cool. I know where my eternal home is. It's the planet heaven. That's where God dwells. That's where the angels dwell. That's where my loved ones who are in Christ that have gone on, that's where they are. They're preparing a big, so when I get there, there's a big feast being prepared for me. I mean, do you understand when you start thinking beyond just this natural existence that we're living, and you can start thinking eternally? Now, the Bible does say don't be so heavenly minded that you know earth is good, because that's not a good thing. So when you start thinking on it on a heavenly, eternal level, to where one day those loved ones that are going on to heaven, I'm going to see them again. We're going to hang out. I'm going to see my great grandmother's. Well, I'm going to get to meet my great grandmother, who I never met. My great grandfather. I've heard about him. I see pictures of him. One time I had a situation where I was concerned as to whether or not my grandparents went to heaven. It was just a concern I had, so I asked the Lord. I said, did my grandparents go to heaven? And he let me see them. It talks about, it's like a coliseum, to where they can look down. Well, I saw them. I mean, I'm maybe they can see me. I'm not sure. I don't get caught up in that. But God let me see them. It was like a coliseum. But he let me see them. But they looked young. They didn't look old. They looked young, like they were maybe in there between 25 and 30. And my grandfather, he had on a black suit and a white tie. And he had glasses on. And my grandmother, she had her glasses on. And she had this dress on. And, I mean, it was just cool. And they both left this planet. He left this planet in 1995. My grandmother left in 1992. And so I got to see him. So here's the thing. Okay, here's the deal. I know where my eternal home is. Now, you can make heaven your eternal home. If you've never accepted Jesus, then repeat after me. Heavenly Father, today, I decide to make Jesus Christ the CEO of my life. I exchange my sin for his righteousness, for what he did on the cross. So, as a result of what I said, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that he came back from the dead. So I'm saved. When I leave this planet, I'll go to my eternal home, which is heaven. Let your word be true and everybody else alive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, welcome to the family. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk next week.